track two. In Norwich this month, Gardener's World presenter Adam Frost will be discussing the plants that have shaped his life. He tells how gardening has kept him grounded during life's highs and lows.
Don't chase perfection. At the end of the day, if the garden becomes a little bit overgrown, it's not the end of the world, says Adam Frost. Use it initially for that physicality of getting out and pottering. Gardener's World has made the garden designer a household name, and viewers of the BBC Two programme, a perennial part of the TV schedules, love the presenter's warm, down-to-earth charm. He fits in perfectly with the team, which is headed by Monty Don. Adam's latest book, For the Love of Plants, has just been published, and on April the 1st, he will be appearing at Epic Studios in Norwich as part of his second tour, which also includes a date in King's Lynn in the autumn. As Adam, an enthusiastic proponent of pottering, explains, both the book and An Evening With tour are his most personal to date. In the show, he'll be discussing the plants that have shaped his life and the inspiration he's found in the garden and from people he's met along the way. He'll also be talking about music, highlighting the songs that have captured the soundtrack to his planting and that capture his love for each specific area of the garden. And close to home, he'll candidly discuss how gardening is the fundamental to his sense of family, well-being and recovery. In September 2021, he found himself grappling with the mental scars of the pandemic and facing a house and, importantly, garden move, and he'll be talking about navigating that change and reconnecting with nature. At the end of the last tour, we had a lot going on in life, he says. We were moving and simplifying life, and I ended up finishing the last tour explaining to people why. So really, this tour starts with us moving, and then a conversation that I had with a psychiatrist. And what came out of that was writing the new book. In the show, I'll also be talking about the places I've been lucky enough to travel to in the world, stories about some of the pickles I've got myself into along the way, and then that idea about creating a garden that's a lot more driven by emotion than driven by the practicalities of gardening. Hopefully, it will put a few smiles on a few faces. Adam's gardening roots go right back to his childhood. Nurturing plants grounded him during what was sometimes a turbulent time. When he was 15, he moved from London to North Devon, and it was his grandparents, Tidy Nan and Scruffy Nan, who he talked about on his last tour, who introduced him to gardening. He became fascinated with watching plants and vegetables grow and the wildlife they attracted. Adam's talents were then nurtured by another mentor, legend of the horticultural world, the pioneering Jeff Hamilton. Jeff and his gardens, Barnsdale near Rutland Water, were well known to millions during his presenting role on Gardener's World and are still open to visitors today. Under Jeff's tutelage, Adam started designing gardens and worked on shows such as Gardener's World Live and Hampton Court. And after Jeff died in 1996, he set up a design and build company. In 2007, he created his first garden for the Chelsea Flower Show, and he took home a gold medal. Now he has a magnificent seven. It's my answer for everything. If you think about my life, my whole life, I had a difficult childhood, found gardening, and the rest is history, he says. I go out, I potter around. 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, an hour later, everything feels a bit easier. But I understand the well-being part better through Mrs. Frost. Seeing her meet me a long time ago and not even know what a landscape gardener was, to the point that now I can watch the garden make her better. She can be stressed about something, and then she goes out there for half an hour. 6 hours later, she's still out there, and happy as a pig in whatever we call it. Why does he think that gardening has such a positive effect on people's well-being? I think it's the mix. There's the physicality, the doing. My old nan would say, busy hands, but then there's also the bit about being in it, being amongst wildlife. We talk about that, a lot, about being in the moment, And that's just what gardens are, a series of moments. As that get it big time. It can give you a purpose. Mrs. Frost has been really poorly, and I have in the past as well, and you can dip in and out of it when you need it. Gardens have this ability to connect us to the past, but also they keep you doing what they're doing, which in a way grounds you and slows you down. Adam and Mrs. Frost, Selina, live in Lincolnshire with their children and Ash the cat, who is sometimes a bit of a scene stealer when the Gardener's World cameras are rolling. He says he found an instant connection with their current home and explores the creative act of putting a garden together and how he's had to learn to embrace his artistic side in the show. We'd left this massive house and massive garden, and I didn't really feel that comfortable in the big house. Here everything felt at ease, he says. I described the house as a head gardener's cottage, and I think 16-year-old me would have been quite happy with that. It was like a new lease of life, and now I can create a garden that works for me, works for the family, but also I can go away a bit and come home and I don't feel like everything's out of hand. So it works on different levels. And music has been a huge inspiration for it, including Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, You'll Never Walk Alone by Marcus Mumford, and There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball by Arctic Monkeys. Out of these conversations I had with a psychiatrist were this idea of working out your why. Why do you get up and do what you get up and do? And first of all, it's the plants. And then out of those conversations came the fact that I've always liked music. Right from being a nipper, really. Through life, I've always gone to music. When I'm trying to work something out, when I'm trying to put something into words that I can't necessarily explain, and I've always used music design-wise. But I didn't realise necessarily how much I used it. With this garden, every part of the garden is emotionally driven by an individual song, and I suppose that's what's in the book. This idea of thinking about how you want it to feel rather than how you want it to look. And I think that's exactly what music does. Music can help us through the tough times. If we like music, most of us are attached to particular songs. They provide memories, all sorts of things, really. It's using music as a driver for the creation of a garden. Inspiring others to put on their gardening gloves is an important part of Adam's work. As well as writing books on the subject, in 2014 he set up the Home-Based Garden Academy and is an RHS ambassador. As Adam's reputation grew, he started getting asked to appear on TV programs such as The One Show. And despite some initial hesitance, he was encouraged by Mrs. Frost and turned out to be a natural in front of the camera, which led to him joining the Gardener's World team. Another thing that he says would blow the 16-year-old Frosty's mind. He's looking forward to his appearances in Norfolk. In the autumn, he and Arit Anderson presented a whole episode of Gardener's World from the old vicarage at East Ruston. Alan Gray and Graham Robson's 50-year-old labour of love. Lovely men. We had a giggle, Adam says. Living in neighbouring Lincolnshire, the North Norfolk coast is a place he heads to if he's in need of some fresh air and good seafood. Wells is one of our favourite places, he says. I moved to North Devon when I was 15, and I feel like there's some sort of synergy between North Devon and Norfolk. The dialect doesn't sound that different. There's something quite refreshing about it, not just the easterly and northerly winds. An Evening with Adam Frost is at Epic Studios, Norwich on April the 1st, and Kingsland Corn Exchange on September 30th. Adam's latest book, For the Love of Plants, Over 150 Plants to Bring Joy to Your Garden and Your Life, is out now, published by DK,